Spandau Ballet with True. You're listening in to the 9 o'clock hour on our Tuesday morning show here on FM 92 South Simcoe. It's Nick Burney hanging out with you. I have the pleasure of welcoming on now a local author from the Angus area. We are pleased to welcome on Kristen Larson, who has got a new book on the way at the end of March. It's going to be released. This book is titled Joy of Being, The Daily Moments of Becoming Present. And we have Mr. Larson on to chat with us about the book today and its upcoming release. Good morning, Kristen. How you doing?
Good, Nick. How about yourself?
Oh, quite good, my man. Thank you for joining and for reaching out. Glad you kind of brought this forward to us. I know that you had mentioned that the book and its, of course, focus, the fact that at a time where people have really struggled with their mental health, their mental well-being, and how to take care of themselves, I think your book comes at a perfect time in amidst all of that. So I guess I wanted to start there. What would you say, I guess, is the reason behind writing the book?
Yeah, so the reason behind writing the book was to really help people to become aware of what they're experiencing in their life and to be able to identify, you know, the things that are causing them stress and to be able to be mindful of those things and to be present with those things. I think that's the most important thing is being present with that, because oftentimes we want to avoid it or keep it in. Or not address it, and that causes stress, and then eventually it leads to other things such as anxiety and depression.
So connection with the whole COVID pandemic, the way people are now talking, they feel that they've lost a lot of themselves, or they've lost a lot of their happiness or their joy. This book comes, the title, of course, Joy of Being, but it's jam-packed with a lot of introspection. I think that's what really you've pointed out to, you know, being grateful for what you have, but also having some compassion for the things you're going through. How do you think a book like this could really help improve someone's well-being right now when they may feel like they're at a loss? They don't have that same stability they used to.
Yeah, and thank you for that. One of the things is the introspection part of it. So really looking at taking a moment to, number one, appreciate yourself. And I think that gets lost in when we're, you know, in a place of struggle. And also to uncover the joy in life, the things that are going unseen. And that comes in the form of gratitude and also connection. So being able to connect with ourselves, being able to connect with others and come out from that place of feeling like we're all alone.
And Kristen, can you give us a rundown of how you can get the book Joy of Being, pre-ordering it, buying it when it does, of course, get released later this month? Do you want to just give a little rundown and you can throw out some shout outs there to whoever, or whatever pages and places that people can go to purchase this?
Yeah, so it's going to be available at all major bookstores and notably on Amazon. So it can be found on Amazon. And as well, I have a author website, which is called KristenSvenLarson.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mr. Larson, for joining us today, for sharing these stories in this book. And once again, thanks for even putting the time in during this pandemic to create this kind of book for people.
Thank you so much. It was a wonderful discussion.
Oh, no worries. Have a great rest of your day, Mr. Larson. Take care.
Thank you.
Once again, big thank you to Mr. Larson for joining us here on our Tuesday morning show to chat about his new book, The Joy of Being. It will be available in all bookstores and on Amazon come the end of March. Now we have a little Tyler Shaw. I See You, FM 92.